here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls.
Just place your baby next to the magical electro monkey.
I am a banana.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Are you ready for Weird Al Yankovic?
Weird Al Yankovic.
Weird Al Yankovic. Weird Al Yankovic.
Weird.
Blame it on the goose, got you feeling loose. Blame it on the drone, got you in the zone. Blame it on the
That brings us to the halfway point of the show, which of course means it's time for the obligatory drum solo!
Drum solo!
Yeah!
How about that?
Sometimes I think back to when I was younger. Life was so much simpler then. Dad would be up at dawn, he'd be watering the lawn, or maybe going fishing again. Oh, and Mom would be fixing got something in the kitchen. Fresh biscuits or hot apple pie. And I spend all day long in the basement torturing rats with a hacksaw and pulling the wings off of flies. Those were the good old days. Those were the good old days. Years go by, but the memories stay. Those were the good old days. I can still remember good old Mr. Fender, who ran the corner grocery store. Oh, he'd stroll down the aisle with a big friendly smile, and he'd say howdy when you walked in the door. Always treated me nice, gave me kindly advice. I don't know why I set fire to his place. Oh, I'll never forget the day I bashed in his head. Well, you should have seen the look on his face. Let me tell you now, those were the good old days. Those were the good old days. Years go by, but the memories stay. Those were the good old days.
Marshall, welcome to Al TV.
Yes.
I'm sorry, should I call you Marshall or Missy?
Marshall, you know what I'm saying.
Well, Marshall it is then. Hope it wasn't out of line to ask.
No, it wasn't. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. Because, you know, I wouldn't want you to be offended.
And I'm not. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I.
You know what I'm saying?
I told you.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Shut up! Shut up! Shut up! Yes, yes, I know what you're saying, all right?
Whatever.
I know you said I couldn't do a video for my Lose Yourself parody, but hey, you know, it's your choice.
Yeah, exactly. So,
as long as you're happy. You are happy, aren't you? You're happy, right? Because I sure want you to be happy!
You're crazy. You're crazy, for real, you're crazy.
Well, since I don't have a video for it, and since this is my stinking show, what do you say we just sit here and listen to the whole song right now?
One shot to sit on your lazy butt and watch all the TV you ever wanted until your brain turned to mush. Would you go for it or just let it slip? Yo,
Remote is ready, eyes wide, palms are sweaty. The Flintstones on the TV already. Wilma and Betty, no virgin. The channel surfing and I'm HD ready. So I flip. Garbage is all I'm getting. The Simon Cowell who folks wanna disembowel. He opens his mouth, always says something foul. They're dying, wow. Wannabes are crying now. He votes them out, time to throw in the towel. Show based on reality, oh, the humanity. Oh, Aussie's family show, the profanity. Oh, the insanity, oh, dogs that crap and be home. All depravity, no, they live happily, yo. Plus the Ali G show, and celebrity mo. Owners Anna Nicole.
What's the matter? Don't you like it?
No, it's ridiculous, it's repetitive, and it gets on my nerves.
Yeah, give me a break. I could only change the words. I couldn't change the music, too.
I finally realized every rock star's dream, hating being famous. Why aren't I happy? I'm the hottest grunge artist on Mucus Records. Weird Al is doing a parody of my song.
Raisin bread with applesauce. Tony Danza, he's the boss. Brain freeze.
He who's tired of Weird Al is tired of life.
Yeah.
Well, we're back. And look who's joined us in the Al Music Studios. It's my brand new pal, Robert Plant.
We were already pals before we met.
Oh, that's a very sweet thing to say.
I'm a fan, you know.
Why, thanks. I like some of your stuff as well. Robert, do you mind if I call you Bobby?
No.
Well, Bobby, I've always admired your beautiful singing voice. Could you sing a little something for us? Some real gut-wrenching rock and roll song?
I'm in the soul desert.
Oh, man, you still got it. Amazing. Hey, you want to hear me sing for you now?
Yeah.
Robert Plant, Bobby Plant, let me be your psycho fan. You know I shan't, we can't, my affection for you, you.
Put the keyboard away.
Well, sure, okay, sorry.
Get the mandolin out.
I don't have a mandolin here. Is there anything else I can do for you?
Hold hands.
Well, you know, I... All right. There. So, anything else I can do for you?
Squeeze my lemon.
For the thighs, the abs, and the uvula. You ready?
All right,
here we go. And
1, 2, 3, 4,
and...
I'm glad you could all be here. Dirty Sanchez, Venus Face, the plumber, Rubber Boy, Evil Locksmith, Lazy Susan, Crazy Eyes, Weird Al.
Happy Al, Nutty Al, Weird Al, Crazy Al.
Say Weird Al final.
Yeah!
Hey, Mariah, your voice sounds a little dry. Can I offer you a drink?
Okay.
There you go. Just what you needed. A nice, refreshing cup of warm monkey spit. Oh, is your older brother really Jim Carrey, the movie star?
No.
Because, like, I thought he was really funny in Ace Ventura and The Mask and Dumb and Dumber. He just cracks me up.
Girl, you think I'm a big hero, the man of the hour? Well,
yes.
Do any of you understand
yes.
how a man can hurt inside?
Frank, they're not here for you. Weird Al Yankovic is on the plane.
Start in every high school play, blew every drama teacher away. Graduated first in my class at Juilliard. Took every acting workshop I could, and I dreamed of Hollywood. While I read my Uta Hagen and studied the part. The fortune paid my dues and got phenomenal rave reviews. I knew the world was gonna love me without a doubt. I was sure that Tarantino would be calling me on the phone, and he'd leave a message to shoot me for Rolling Stone. But the years have come. Jungle cruise ride, give a damn for me. cause I'm working on the Jungle Cruise ride. Oh, the critics, they used to say I was the new Olivier. Thought I'd be the toast of Sundance, or maybe Cannes. Ah, but don't bother trying to IMDb me. The only face you might possibly see me is riding my little boat around Adventureland. It ain't exactly what I've been, but I'm a cooler guide on the Jungle Cruise ride.
Special guest, the one and only Miss Jessica Simpson.
My name's Jessica Sampson.
No, I'm pretty sure it's Jessica Simpson.
Jessica Sampson.
Okay, well, welcome to LTV, Jessica Sampson. And you can just call me Wired Al Yankovic. Oh man. I'm sorry, but your lip gloss is blinding me. Can you tone it down or something?
Nope.
All right, well, let's just keep going. I've been told that you've been given a hard time in the industry because of your beliefs. What exactly do you believe?
There's no Groundhog Day at all.
What do you mean? Of course there is. It's February 2nd.
Well, that was a long time ago.
Okay. I also heard that you became very close with Johnny Knoxville on the set of Dukes of Hazzard.
He completely consumed every inch of me.
And then he digested you? And defecated you into a little wooden box?
Yeah. How'd you know?
Are you even understanding the words coming out of your mouth? Maybe I'll just stick with the stock questions. Do you have any future career goals?
You know, like, I want to be a legitimate movie star. I want to start a career that will last as long as I want it to.
No. I mean, do you have any realistic goals? You know, something you can actually achieve?
I wanted to be at home and actually be able to learn how to do my laundry.
Still kind of a stretch, but I think that would be a good thing for you to shoot for.
That's why me and Nick as a couple have worked so good in the...
Whoa. That's why Nick and I had worked as a couple so well. Good grammar's important, Missy. Don't you ever forget that! Anyway, let's change the subject. I hear you just got the cutest, sweetest, brand new little puppy dog. How's that working out for you?
I am shooting it in April.
Oh. By the way, I noticed you were frantically running to the bathroom right before this interview started. Is everything okay?
I wanted to have another number one.
You just couldn't hold it, huh? Hey, maybe we could do a movie together sometime.
We will never do a movie together.
Come on, we should do something together.
But not a movie.
Why not? Think of the chemistry. What am I good at?
Singing funny.
And what are you good at?
Acting stupid.
See, it's a great match. What do you say?
Nah, I just don't feel comfortable.
Okay, forget the whole movie thing. How about if I just strap you naked to a chair and cover you with cheese?
Cheese?
Yeah, cheese. You want it all over you?
All over.
Yeah, I bet you do. I bet you want that cheese. Say, could I ask a favor?
I don't mind.
Could you please touch my poodle?
We're not gonna touch that.
Touch it! Touch my poodle! Touch my poodle!
Okay, enough already.
Come on, just touch it one time. One time.
It's just one time.
You touched it! You touched my poodle! Thank you for touching my poodle! Did you know that the poodle is the largest mammal on Earth?
I didn't even know that.
It's true! And this particular poodle is the governor of California.
I didn't know that he was.
I guess that wraps up our interview then. But I want to give a sincere thank you to our special guest, Jessica Simpson.
Jessica Sampson.
For being here on LTV.
Just sucks to be you. the game. We start with yesterday's winner, Miss Phyllis Weaver. Are you ready, Weaver?
I sure am, Cooney.
Okay, you get over there and spin the wheel of fish. Go ahead, give it a big spin. A red flower. It's very tasty. Okay, Weaver, listen carefully. You can hold on to your red snapper, or you can go for what's in the box that Hiro-san is bringing down the aisle right now. What's it gonna be?
Do you have any advice for our viewing audience?
Life advice?
Yeah, whatever.
You have to be much more, independent in your thinking, and you have to make sure that what you do is what you want to do, because if happiness lies in your own hand, and you make that realization and you realize that you can't rely on other people for it and other things,
What are you looking at? There's nothing up there.
To me, that means that...
Okay, shut up. why do you keep looking at me like that?
Do I turn you on?
Definitely.
You kind of got a little crush on me, don't you?
Of course.
But, Madonna... You've got to find a way to control your unbridled lust for me.
I cannot control that.
You're just not my type. How can I put this? You've been around the block a few times.
Absolutely not.
Oh, yeah? Quick, name three people you haven't slept with yet.
That's a tough question.
See?
You great hands! You're gonna destroy a whole city! You wouldn't dare do something that stupid!
I am Raptor! I dare to be stupid!
Make a mountain out of a molehill, so can I have a volunteer?
like I said, you gotta buy one if you wanna get one free.
Dare to be stupid.
Yeah.
Why don't you dare to be stupid? It's so easy to do. We're all waiting for you.
Bring your candle and both ends. We'll cook your cards in their mouth. Mashed potatoes can be your friend.
Achiever. You can sit around the house and watch Leaving the Beaver. The future's up to you, so what you gonna do? Dare to be stupid, dare to be stupid. Now what did I say?
Dare to be stupid.
Tell me, what did I say?
Dare to be stupid.
It's alright. We can be stupid all night.
Dare to be stupid.
Come on, join the crowd.
Dare to be stupid.
Shout it out loud.
Dare to be stupid.
I can't hear you.
Dare to be stupid.
Okay, I can hear you now.
You haven't changed a bit. Wine. And where's your lovely wife, Wilma?
You blockhead.
Cut, cut!
I mean, what's going on today? The country's in debt, Social Security is going bankrupt, and what's our Senate doing? Investigating Weird Al Yankovic. Something else.
Who should we unfreeze next?
No. No.
Hey, man, I don't want to do this anymore.
Okay, look, fine. Okay, fine. You don't want to learn how to do this? I understand. You can spend the rest of your life Yankovic and your Weird Al.
What does that even mean?
Oh, you know exactly what it means.
I call this the Star Spangled Slammer. Oh, beautiful for black and ice, for amber with pain. Your purple bruises, missing teeth. I sprayed some Mason B and found my gut and picked my butt from cheek to shining teeth.
Ross and Charlie, Joey and Rachel, Phoebe and Mike, we're the only people leaving with the same person we came with.
That's not true. I came with Monica and I'm leaving with Weird Al.
I see things clearly now. I'm gonna grow up without anyone to love and die friendless and alone like Weird Al Yankovic.
I'd like to see my drawing. I'll never forget that night. It was right after I got my Hansen tattoo.
Yeah, great. Look, I want you to take me back. Tell me what happened to the jewel.
Jewel? I don't have any of her CDs. I like Hanson.
Okay.
Well, the thing is, I'm trying to get as many Twitter followers as Weird Al Yankovic.
Wait! You guys can fly?
We're the Blue Falcon, Don Knotts, and Weird Al Yankovic. We can do anything!
Watch him,
Charles Nelson Riley.
Every day on Match Game, smoking,
Charles Nelson Riley.
Joking,
Charles Nelson Riley.
Smiling,
Charles Nelson Riley.
Styling,
Charles Nelson Riley.
Charles Nelson Riley. He's on Game Show Network. Yeah.
Own weight and coal, and he's feeding diamonds every day. He could
down a flight of stairs, but you still would love him anyway. Yeah, you know you love him anyway. With two flat tires and a missing chain. He drank a rattlesnake to do his laundry. I'm telling you, the man was insane. He could rip out your beating heart and show it to you right before you died. Every day he'd make a host of match day and give him a piggyback ride. Yeah, 2 hour piggyback ride. Giddy up, G.
Took a little informal poll before the show to see what kind of songs we should be doing in the set list, and by overwhelming demand, I found out that you guys wanted to hear a song about hogs. So we're gonna do a song right now from our sixth album, a little something we like to call "Let Me Be Your Hog." We hope you enjoy it.
Let me be your hog. Primary things we have, and I know
something yet. See the man, they're hovering right over us.
Are you the truth that makes me kinda nervous?
I always hear the same kind of story. Break your nose, the mail can say sorry. Tell me what kind of freaks are that far by. It's gonna be there all up to something. Both creep before they be coming. In time for a preemptive strike.
You're from Canada. Is that why you write all those songs with funny sounding words?
I don't think what country I live in is really gonna affect what I have to write about.
About! See, that's what I'm talking about. That's great. Give me another one.
When I was in high school, I'd like go to my friend's house.
House! You Canadians have a different word for everything.
Tiny little creatures that want to kill you. The human body is made out of many yucky parts, and it's important to keep germs away from all of them. Germs are everywhere, on the inside of windows, on pencils, on apples, in the U.S. mail, between your piggies, and especially on dirty, filthy cowboys. Bicycles are another breeding ground for germs. Never ever touch a bicycle with your bare hands. And dogs are full of germs too, so never let a dog eat your hair. Germs can enter the body in a number of ways. Whenever you get a railroad spike impaled through your head, germs have easy access to your brain. Even a tiny cut or scrape can be deadly. As soon as you're injured, immediately cover the open wound with crazy glue to keep the germs from getting in. How else can we fight this menace? One thing you can do is go to your doctor and have him look up your nose to see if there are any germs hiding there. When you take a shower, be sure to wash everywhere, especially the really stinky parts. And make sure you wash your hands 30 or 40 times a day. Or else a giant talking bar of soap will appear in your bedroom one night, and no one will ever hear from you again. Always burn your clothes immediately after wearing them. Whenever possible, have your dinner prepared inside a hyperbaric chamber. Rinse your mouth with hydrochloric acid after every meal. And if all else fails, run. Run for your lives before the germs get you too.
I need somebody to love.
should I walk by again? My love for you's like diarrhea, I just can't hold it in. Stop, drop, and roll now, 'cause baby, you're on fire. I'll bet your outfit makes a lot of noise in the dryer. You're absolutely perfect. Don't speak now, you might spoil it. Your eyes are even bluer than the water in my toilet. Say, has anyone ever told you you got Yugoslavian hands? No, of course not, that would be stupid. Just forget I ever brought it up. The point I'm trying to make is, you know I just wanna be your lover, baby. Now I need somebody to love. I wanna be your brand new tool. Let my lava flow all over you. I wanna be your anaconda and your deep-seeking missile too. I wanna be your beef burrito. Am I making this perfectly clear? I wanna be your love torpedo. Are you picking up the subtle innuendo here? Chew on your butt. You can tell me truthfully, am I a stealing hunk of love now or what? There just aren't an opposing smooth to describe how smooth I am. Maybe you've seen my picture, it's in the dictionary under kablam. My lips are registered weapons. Can I invade your personal space? You must have fallen from heaven. That would explain how you messed up your face. Well, had to get you security, 'cause baby, you're the bomb. I'd like to take you home right now, so you can meet my mom. Because I wanna be your lover, baby. I need somebody to love. You know I just wanna be your lover, baby. I need somebody to love.
Girl, you must be Jamaican, because Jamaican me crazy. Girl, you must be Jamaican, because Jamaican me crazy.
I wanna be your lover. Thank you.
Hey!
Your mother found these under your bed. I told you to get rid of this film!
Don't understand me!
Face it, honey. Our boy is weird.
I know he's weird. I think I've always known.
By changing the lyrics and making them about food, you could change the world.
Nobody wants to hear a parody song when they can hear the real thing for the same price.
Two words. Eat it.
Coming to Space Max, this guy's a first-timer, Weird Al Yankovic.
Hope you guys are ready for this.
Hey, I hear you're going to parody one of my songs.
Maybe.
I like that.
Oh,
you're so weird.
That kid's got the goods.
I finally made it. You're drunk again, aren't you?
Hey, man, why don't you just get out of here?
I need to get out of here. You need to get out of here. I'm the weird one.
You need to
think about
it. I'll tell you when I've had enough.
You're an alcoholic.
I can chase, baby.
Get out.
Like a surgeon,
getting caught for the very first time.
You're all a bunch of slaves!
Parody songsmith Weird Al Yankovic was arrested earlier tonight in Miami for lewd behavior.
What do you want? I wanted to tell you that I'm proud of you.
Move a movie star.
you know, our economy's in the toilet, but I'm still gonna treat you right.
Say you can have whatever you like,
you like.
Say you can have whatever you like,
you like.
Yeah,
yeah.
Catered tots, hold up on night
sights.
We can flip coupons all night, baby. You can have whatever you like,
you like.
Say you can have whatever you like,
you like.
Yeah,
yeah.
Take you out for dinner and whether you please. Night Burger King or make it easy, baby. You can have whatever you like.
You
say you can even have a large fry.
Large fry.
Yeah, and you can always ride the city bus. Got a stack of tokens just for us. You're my wallet fat and full of ones. It's all about the Washingtons. That's right, you want White Castle.
Hassle.
Need White Castle. Long as you got me, it won't be no hassle. You want it, we'll get it. Just don't be a hater if I grab a bunch of napkins for later. Thrift store jeans on sale half price.
The
underwear at Goodwill is nice. Baby, you can have whatever you like.
If you like.
I say you can have whatever you like.
If you like.
Yeah, yeah. Baby, I can give you anything you please. Even share my government cheese. And baby, you can have as much as you like.
If you like.
I say you can have as much as you like.
If you like.
Yeah,
yeah.
Back to one on this three-hour tour. Found a shipwreck on a deserted island. Well, long story short.
There's some ladies on the island who lives in a farm girl, Marianne, and red-haired Ginger.
So,
but when they're both really fine,
yes, they are.
Yeah, they wanna get busy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They wanna be with me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it wouldn't be the right thing.
Right thing, right.
Cause I'm in love with the skipper.
Sometimes he treats me kind of crazy.
But I'm his little body. I'm in love with the skipper.
I sure wish I knew how to quit him.
Jonas Grumpy, I'll never forget him. I'm in love with the skipper.
Sometimes he treats me kind of crazy.
Still I'm his little body. I'm in love with the skipper.
I sure wish I knew how to quit him.
Jonas Grumpy, I'll never forget him. I'm in love with the skipper.
Just when I thought I said all I can say, I came up with more secrets to tell you today.
These are my confessions
in my mind the last two times,
silly me.
So now I gotta give you part three of my
confessions.
Threw up on your dog, I found my hand too much to drink.
Fail
then times when I peed in your sink.
Don't know why,
but you and I should agree that belongs to part three of my
confessions.
Figure out when you use your toothbrush to clean off the bathroom grounds. Oh, sometimes in private, really like to dress up like Sarah Palin and spank myself with a hockey stick.
Hockey stick, my feet on my shirt, didn't get that raise. I haven't changed my underwear in 27 days. And when I'm kissing you, I fantasize you're a midget.
So sorry, Gabby.
I mean, Bridget.
My confessions.
Yeah. Are you pink bathroom, a rare mint snow globe, a smurf TV tray I bought on eBay?
Tell me why
I
stew and tang from some guy I've never met in Norway. Found him on eBay. What I bought on eBay.
The pickup window, I just can't wait to eat. And now we see this acne ridden kid about 16, wearing a dorky name tag that says, "Hello, my name is Eugene." He hands me a paper bag. I look him in the eye, and I say to him, "Hey, Eugene, could I get some ketchup for my fries?" Well, he looks at me, and I look at him. He looks at me. And I look at him, and he looks at me, and I look at him, and he says, "I'm sorry, what did you want again?" I say, "Ketchup," and he says, "Oh yeah, that's right, but just stay down there for a second, I'm really kind of burned tonight." Then he hands me the ketchup, now we're finally driving away, the food is driving me mad with its intoxicating bouquet. Starving to death by the time we pull up at the traffic light. He said, "Baby, give me that burger. I
him, but he's alright. Alright!
Among Us, available somewhere. Please welcome Dr. Samuel Loomis.
Hi, everyone. Nice to see you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Just come in.
Oh,
Al.
Right.
Now, you've been criticized, and in some circles, I gotta say, outright accused of profiteering off the misery of others. I mean, how do you even respond to that criticism?
Well, you know, I think that's completely unfounded. I always get permission when I do the parody.
Oh, well, I was talking to him.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go. I have never been so humiliated in all my life.
Fantastic. Trust me.
Nonsense.
No.
Good night.
Thank you.
That idiot. What was his name? Mr. What?
Weird Al.
Weird. Oh, Mr. Weird. He was weird.
No,
he was disgusting. He answered all my questions.
Yes.
Snap.
You got snapped on by Weird Al?
Telling me there's no difference between Michael Myers and a shark?
Of course there is!
I'm a little confused. Are we talking about the Austin Powers Mike Myers? Or is this...
You should do a celebrity concert, like that gig I did to benefit old gays.
Yes, a benefit concert like We Are the World or Weird Al Yankovic's less successful parody benefit, We Are the Pizza. Help people start building a set
on Friday.
Oh, Friday doesn't work.
Oh, really? Because I was thinking we could go to this concert. Spice Girls are opening for Weird Al. Front row. Be a great, great concert.
Half a banana, half a whole bunch. It doesn't matter if you've had your lunch.
Stop talking. With too much bloodshed, what do you need for this to stop?
Tank, man. We want a tank.
Tank?
You heard me. A tank.
All right. What else?
We want Weird Al Yankovic to come down here and sing a hilarious song for us.
How the hell am I supposed to get Weird Al Yankovic?
You got 2 hours before everybody dies.
Jurassic Park is frightening in the dark. All the dinosaurs are running wild. Someone let T-Rex out of his pen. I'm afraid those things will harm me, cause they sure don't act like Barney. And they think that I'm their dinner, not their friend. Oh no!
All I'm saying is, I could be the new member of R.E.M. Hey, I can play the accordion, I can play the glockenspiel.
Well, I can play violin, and I can play piano.
Well, big whoop, you can play the piano. What, you think I got pianist envy?
Is that the right word?
Okay, now I'm gonna try to hypnotize you. Look into my eyes. Deeper. Deeper. You are now completely under my control. You will stare right into my eyes and just play with your hands. Very good. Very, very good. Now, when I clap my hands, everything will be back to normal. Welcome back, Michael. As our country faces a new millennium, what is the most pressing concern on your mind?
What would happen if a big hairy monster came down from outer space and ate the president?
Yeah, I've been thinking a lot about that myself.
Okay, you know what, you're right. I'm just worried about being offensive.
Since when are you worried about being offensive? Last week you said I looked like Weird Al Yankovic from behind.
That man has beautiful hair and a tiny ass, so learn how to take a compliment.
Got a 65 Chevy Malibu with automatic drive, a custom paint job too. I'll take it for my old wheelbarrow and a slightly used sombrero, and I'll even throw in a stapler if you insist. I never took a chance, never approached you at all. You were a blonde half-Asian with a bad case of gas. I was wearing red speedos and a hockey mask. Come on, let's find that love connection.
The Coffee Bean on San Vicente Boulevard. I know there were 20 people behind me in line, but I was on a cell phone call with my mother. Didn't you see me hold up my index finger? That means I'll order my soy decaf hazelnut latte in just a couple minutes. So what's with the attitude, lady? No tip for you.
Got a trash can of styrofoam peanuts. You can have them for free. You can drop by on the weekend to pick them up from me. But the trash can ain't part of the deal. Only giving you the peanuts. Get real, don't have no happy bag. So bring your own. Don't bug me with questions. Phone. Don't ask for help, don't waste my time, and don't complain, cause it won't cost you a dime. Just ask yourself, do you want a styrofoam peanut? You can have a styrofoam peanut. Do you want a styrofoam peanut?
They're all crazy! Yeah.
man, Snoop. You are so cool. I'd have to say that you're my number five favorite rapper of all time.
Number five?
Yeah, just behind Vanilla Ice, Gerardo, and those two guys from Milli Vanilli.
Oh, yeah.
Say, I bet you're a big fan of the Teletubbies, too. Do they make you happy?
Yes, they do, and I love all of them. What's up, babies?
You know, we should collaborate on a song together. Would you like that?
I just think we'd create a bomb song that just would be classic, you know, that'd be something that the people want
to
hear.
And we'd have to do all the funkiest, fattest songs, like this thing I just wrote called Cell Phones.
I ain't never heard that song.
Oh man, it's the bomb! It goes like this. We all have cell phones, so come on, let's get real. We all have cell phones, so come on, let's get real. Cell phones. Let's get real. And then you can just start busting a rhyme about cell phones. Go, Snoop! Go, Snoop!
No, I gotta prepare.
Come on, just flow with it. Just start kicking it old school. Oh, Snoop. Come on, please.
You just messed with the wrong Grammyware.
Larry's weapon!
Put on your squid hat, baby. Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Look at that.
Hello, boys and girls. I'm Fred Huggins, and this is the Fred Huggins Show.
Imagine that.
Well, why don't we all get comfortable and take off some of these heavy clothes?
What?
What?
I'll start with my little shoesy woozy.
Oh, no. Harry, stay
back. No, please, stop. For the love of...
Oh, that's better, isn't it?
On Thursday, the National Weather Bureau downgraded Al Yankovic's status from weird to slightly unusual.
Call Al Yankovic. Wow.
Clean up on aisle five! Oh, forget it.
I mean, who would you rather be? Weird Al Yankovic or Dido?
Dido!
You and I are very different people, Donna.
I walk through the valley where I harvest my grain. I take a look at my wife and realize she's very plain. But that's just perfect for an Amish like me. You know I shun that music like electricity. At 4:30 in the morning I'm milking cows. Jebediah feeds the chickens and Jacob plows. Fool, and I've been milking and plowing so long that even Ezekiel thinks that my mind is gone. I'm a man of the land, I'm into discipline. Got a Bible in my hand and a beard on my chin. But if I finish all of my chores and you finish thine, then tonight we're gonna party like it's 1699. Oh, we've been spending most our lives living in Amish paradise. A true bond who once or twice living in Amish paradise. Highways and sacrifice living in Amish paradise. We sell pills at discount price living in Amish paradise. A local boy kicked me in the butt last week. I just smiled at him and I turned the other cheek. I really don't care, in fact I wish him well, cause I'll be laughing my head off when he's burning in hell. But I ain't never punched a tourist even if he deserves it.
an Amish with a toot, you know that's unheard of. I never wear buttons, but I got a cool hat. And my homies agree, I really look good in black. Fool, if you come to visit, you'll be bored to tears. We haven't even paid the phone bill in 300 years. But we ain't really quick, so please don't point and stare. We're just technologically impaired.
There's no phone, no lights, no motor car, not a single luxury. Like Robinson Crusoe, it's as grim as ever can be.
Oh. We've been spending most of our lives in a near-life paradise. We're just plain and simple guys living in a near-life paradise. There's no time for sin and vice, living in a near-life paradise. We don't fight, we all play nice, living in a near-life paradise.
Hitching up the buggy, serving lots of butter. Raise the barn on Monday, soon I'll raise another. Think you're really righteous? Think you're pure in heart? Well, I know I'm a million times as humble as thou art. I'm the pious guy, the little homeless wanna be, like on my knees day and night, scoring points for the afterlife. So don't be vain and don't be whining, or else my brother, I might have to get medieval on your hiding.
Oh. We've been spending most of our lives living in a lavish paradise. We're all crazy men. But you probably think it bites living in an Amish paradise.
We've got another very special guest in the ALTV studio. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the amazingly talented Celine Dion. Celine, it's such an incredible thrill to have you on my show.
Well, I hope so, because if I wouldn't think so, I wouldn't have done it.
Yes, I suppose so. Anyway, you and I have known each other for years. We've always been very close.
We always loved each other. A lot.
There's always been a lot of love between us.
And I love that.
You and I actually went out on a date once, a long time ago. You remember that night?
It was great.
It began with a quiet, candle-lit dinner.
And it finished with whipped cream all over me.
You do remember! Oh. Hey, remember when you threw your back out trying to do that Mexican cartwheel?
I don't regret anything.
Me neither. Hey, remember that song we used to sing together?
Can you sing it to me?
Oh, all right. If you didn't come to party, don't bother knocking on my door. Da 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 da.
I got a lion in my pocket, and baby, he's ready to roar.
Yeah! Everybody's got the bomb, we can all die any day. Da 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 da. Come on, Celine, say it! What? Did you forget the words? It's a stupid song anyway. You probably don't like talking about this, but I hear you had a very traumatic experience when you were very young. Your family went on a safari one year, and your parents were captured and eaten by cannibals.
I could smell the cooking of my mother.
That must have been just horrible.
It was fun.
What?
Great, great fun.
Okay, moving on. Now, just to refresh my memory, did you do the boring Titanic song or the stupid Titanic song?
There was one Titanic song. There's not two.
So, Celine, I read that you couldn't sing the Titanic.
Would you mind repeating?
I said, I read in the Weekly World News that you got a brain transplant from the amazing Bat Boy.
It's not true.
Hey, how often do you drink the blood of virgins?
Every day.
Well, you know, you look great. Who's your favorite singer, other than yourself?
We love Frank Sinatra very much.
Sinatra? Oh, that's right, you're Canadian! Oh, I almost forgot! That's great! Oh, I'll say it again, please!
Sinatra.
Sinatra! You kooky Canadians! I love you guys, that's great! Say, what do you think about this Black & Decker cordless power drill?
So powerful and at the same time so light.
Yeah, isn't it cool? Celine, besides yourself, what do you really love?
I love a lot of different things.
Oh, yeah? Well, like what? Little puppy dogs?
Yeah.
Fat kids in bicycle shorts?
Yes.
Biting your toenails?
Yes.
Rolling around in the mud?
Of course.
Crazy gluing gerbils together?
Yep.
Can I borrow $5?
No.
Ow! That never works. Any plans for the future?
Well, I'm going to get married to my husband, and he's going to get married to his wife, so we're going to meet for the first time.
Cuckoo! Cuckoo!
Oh, it's not that crazy.
Yes, it is. Trust me. Wait a minute. Your parents got eaten by cannibals. You mean that old dude you've been hanging around with is your husband?
Uh-huh.
Oh, gross! Oh, gross! Oh, well, you know, as long as you're happy.
I'm happy about this. This is what I want.
You seem like you're happy.
I'm so happy.
Happy would certainly describe you.
I'm happy like crazy.
You're one happy lady, all right.
Happy. Happy, happy, happy.
Well, Celine, I'm afraid we're out of time, but I hope you had a good time on the show.
I was so happy.
Yeah, I'm sure. Thanks for being on Al TV.
Hopefully I'll be back, but...
Don't hold your breath.
What?
We'll be right back.
Emily, are you ready? All right, check out these categories for the double jeopardy round. You will make your selection from My Bologna, I Lost on Jeopardy, Like a Surgeon, White and Nerdy, Eat It, and finally, Weird Al. And we all know who Weird Al is.
White and Nerdy for $1,200.
I wanna roll with the gangsters. So far they all think I'm too wide and nerdy.
I'm just too
wide and nerdy.
I'm just too
wide and nerdy. I'm just too wide and nerdy.
Really, really wide and nerdy.
I'm a fighter in MIT. Got skills. I'm a champion of D&D.
MC.
A chef, my favorite MC.
Before
I'll just have a great heat.
My roots never speak.
To the contrary, you'll find that they're quite stationary. All of my action big as a chair. Stephen Hawking's in my library.
I'm my favorite.
I'm totally pimped out. Got people begging for my top 8 spaces.
Yo,
I'm buying 1,000 places.
Ain't got no crew,
but I still wear braces. All my family, Superman, and Aiden.
Oh,
we're the mind, super and play for days.
Sweet
moves, gonna stay amazing.
Take a food
so fast, I can play for blazes. The killer app, I haven't run.
That's the hell of number one.
I'm a true fan of calculus and for fun.
I got a gap,
but I got a soldering gun. Happy Days, my favorite theme song.
Sure,
kick your butt in a game of ping pong.
All these
in a trivia quiz you bring on.
Who is it?
Shocker, as well as play.
I'm sorry, sing.
Segway. I know in my heart they think I'm white and nerdy.
Think I'm just too
white and nerdy.
Think I'm just too
white and nerdy.
Can't see ya.
White and nerdy.
Look at me, I'm
white and nerdy. I'd like to roll with the gangsters. Although it's apparent I'm too white and nerdy.
Think I'm just too
white and nerdy.
Think I'm just too
white and nerdy. I'm just too white and nerdy.
How'd I get so white and nerdy?
I've been browsing effects in X-Men comics, you know I collect them. Pens in my pocket, I must protect them. My ergonomic keyboard, never leave me for
it. I'm
real for my double media, I edit Wikipedia.
I look rare, really well.
I'm doing better right now, I have you ROTFLOL.
Got a visual
website, that's more friendly than code.
Who do they call?
Are you HTML for them all? Even made a homepage for my dog.
Yo,
I'm a fatty cat. Do I have one of scales under the gap? In my night with a roll of bubble wrap. Pop, pop, hope no one sees me. Get freaky.
I'm nerdy in the extreme and whiter than sour cream.
I was in a heat club and glee club and even the chess team.
Question
I, never thought was hard.
Look what I've heard,
do I like the cards?
Spend every weekend at the Renaissance Fair.
Got my name on my underwear.
Strolling, they're laughing and rolling their eyes. Cause I'm so white and nerdy.
Cause I'm
white and nerdy.
Just because I'm
white and nerdy.
All because I'm
white and nerdy.
Holy cow, I'm
white and nerdy. I wanna pull with the gangsters. Oh well, it's obvious I'm white and nerdy.
Think it's too
white and nerdy.
Think it's too
white and nerdy. I'm just too white and nerdy.
Me, I'm
white and nerdy.
We use our teeth every day.
to smile, and to bite things.
But what happens if we neglect our teeth? They might wind up looking like this, or this, or this. So how can we keep our teeth healthy and clean? First of all, visit your dentist every day and bring along a friend to watch. Also, when you eat cake, chew with your mouth closed. Don't be a pig. When you eat stinky food, hold your nose. And don't eat too many sugar cubes either. It's also a good idea to check your teeth in a mirror every 5 minutes or so just to make sure they're still there. And most importantly, learn the proper way to brush. A lot of kids try to brush their teeth without actually putting the toothbrush inside their mouths, like these kids. Silly. Brushing your cheek doesn't do any good. You've got to take your teeth out of your mouth first and then brush them. So remember, brush. Brush as if your life depended on it. Be nice to your teeth, or else you'll have to eat everything through a straw.
Yo, homeboy, where you been, man? We've been looking for you.
Yeah, we ain't seen you around Burger World lately. So where you been, huh?
Oh, you know, around.
Want a piece of pizza? Think I got an extra piece around here somewhere.
No, that's okay, thanks.
Yo, ding dong, man. Ding dong. Ding dong, yo.
No, thanks, really.
Yo, eat this, man. It's good for you.
I'm not really very hungry right now.
Hey, man, what it is with you? You on some kind of diet? Is that what they teach you in that little sissy school of yours?
Back off, you man. Back off.
The question is, are you fat or what?
Leave me alone.
I said, are you fat?
Get off me, man. Stop it.
You ain't down with us no more. You ain't fat. You ain't fat.
You ain't fat. You ain't nothing. You ain't nothing.
Oh.
We all have cell phones, so come on, let's get real. Cell phones. Let's get real. Let's get real. We all have cell phones, so come on, let's get real. We all got them, we all have cell phones, so come on, let's get real. Cell phones, cell phones, people now, let's get real.
If you have a cell phone here tonight, I want you to get out of your pocket, stand up, wave it proudly, and I want you to sing.
We all have cell phones, so come on, let's get real. We all got a map, all have cell phones, so come on, let's get real. Cell phones. That's where we found this boy. Oh my, my, this here Anakin guy. Maybe Vader someday later, now he's just a small fry. He left his home and kissed his mommy goodbye, saying soon I'm gonna be a Jedi. Soon I'm gonna be a Jedi. Did you know this junkyard slave isn't even old enough to shave? But he can use the force to see. Ah, do you see him hitting on the queen? Though he's just 9 and she's 14, yeah, he's probably gonna marry her. Thank you. Jedi I admire most met up with Darth Maul and now he's toast. Well, I'm still here and he... I guess I'll trade this boy. And I was singing
bye-bye this here Anakin ride. Maybe later, someday later, though he's just a small fry. He left his home and kissed his mommy goodbye,
saying soon I'm gonna be a Jedi. Soon I'm gonna be a Jedi. We were singing, my, my, this here Anakin guy. Maybe Vader, someday later, now he's just a small fry. He left his home and kissed his mommy goodbye, saying soon I'm gonna be a Jedi. Sitting there on a log, I asked him his name and in a raspy voice he said, Yoda, Y-O-D-A, Yoda, yo-yo-yo-yo, Yoda. Well, I've been around, but I ain't never seen a guy who looks like a Muppet, but he's wrinkled and green. Oh, my Yoda, yo-yo-yo-yo. Lift me in the air, if I'm raising his hands. Oh my Yoda, yeah, yo, 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 Yoda, yeah, yo, 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 Yoda. Well, I left home just a week before, and I never ever been a Jedi before. But Obi-Wan didn't say the course. Said Yoda, Yoda, need to show you the force.
If you're starting to go astray, let the force be your guide. Oh my Yoda,
yo, 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 Yoda. I know Darth Vader's really got you annoyed, but remember if you kill him then you'll be unemployed. Oh my Yoda, yo, 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 Yoda. Wow! Well, I heard my friends really got in a mess, so I'm gonna have to leave Yoda, I guess. But I know that I'll be coming back someday. I'll be playing this part till I'm old and gray. For long-term contracts I had a sign, and I'll be making these movies to the end of time. Oh, with my Yoda, yeah, 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 Yoda, yeah, 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 Yoda.
the hermaphrodites!
Materialize
and begin to vocalize. Bring grinning ghosts, come out to socialize.
Cutting it again and I can keep it.